We'll continue to promote AI and its excellence, and it is going to be this initiative in this group and all of you out here in America that help us lead the way and tell those stories to the president. I look forward to the continuing collaboration and have confidence in this era of American AI dominance. Thank you.
So when she says AI-driven economy, what she's really talking about is the new biotokenized economy that all of these efforts are moving towards. So cryptocurrency is now part of a world scheme to monitor your actions and control your money. This new form of currency will require you to have a unique digital wallet, which is essentially a digital ID. This currency is programmable, which means that they can shut off your money or limit what you can do in society if you don't follow their social credit system, which is also being built around us at warp speed. And what's very important to understand is that programmable digital money is an essential part of what they need to make their control grid work. What you're seeing here is the building of a control grid over our society and all the different aspects of it. Now, this is happening worldwide. Crypto around the world, the EU is launching their digital dollar this October. The Atlantic Council, which represents 137 countries, are preparing for crypto. CBDCs in advanced stages. We've got China's digital yuan, India's e-rupee, the United Kingdom's digital pound, and many more. Hong Kong to launch a stablecoin. The USA is launching a stablecoin. Japan to launch a Japanese yen stablecoin this fall. So they're all launching this fall. We're watching this unfold right now. It's going so quickly, everyone's heads are spinning, and it's not turning out very well so far. We'll get to that in just a minute when I tell you about what's going on in China. But what you, as an American, what you need to understand is the U.S. Stablecoin Genius Act that was passed. Stablecoins in the U.S. are digital currencies pegged to a stable asset, such as the U.S. dollar, that are now governed by a newly enacted federal framework called the Genius Act. So what does programmable mean? Because there's nothing in the Genius Act that says that the stablecoin is not a programmable currency. Programmable means digital money with built-in logic that can execute transactions automatically when predefined conditions are met, eliminating the need for manual transfers or intermediaries, you know, like living, breathing human beings with brains that can think and make decisions. It can be programmed with rules using smart contracts on a blockchain, enabling automatic actions like conditional payments. So you have to ask, who's writing these contracts, these smart contracts, and what are the conditions of these conditional payments? All of this is being powered by AI, and we will see the First Lady say such words in a speech that was given to her to read at one of these AI events. You have to remember that what is linked to this social credit system in this digital control grid that we're watching them build right now in front of our eyes are things like surveillance mechanisms like Palantir, censorship of speech on social networks, mandated pharmaceutical products like vaccines, a carbon tax, things like real ID and vaccine passports. It's important to understand that when you allow centralized control over a digital currency, that governing body is now able to offer code written into this coin, right, that enforces arbitrary limitations on the money itself with the ability for these programmable restrictions to be added or removed at whim. So you really need to be careful who you're trusting with your money. Now, let's just remind you that recently there were a couple of different executive orders that were passed that revolving around crypto. We've got the Guaranteeing Fair Banking for All Americans, which aims at stopping banking discrimination against cryptocurrencies and makes it mandatory for banks to give fair access to services for cryptocurrency firms. So that's a really big deal. And also we've got Democratizing Access to Alternative Assets for 401k investors. This executive order is pushing to make it easier for Americans to use their retirement savings to invest in cryptocurrencies. And of course, we've got the AI and crypto czar, David Sacks, and he wrote the AI Action Plan, which is a set of policy recommendations in July of 2025 to loosen restrictions on AI and promote the technology's export from the U.S. The AI Action Plan was one of the topics of discussion at the Tech Bros meeting just a couple of days ago at the White House. So how is the digital currency going so far in other parts of the world? Well, it's not going too good in China. The people are revolting against the digital yuan. So this is something that Americans have to look forward to if everything gets switched over to the stablecoin digital currency. This is an excellent report done by Renette Senam called Dethroning Big Brother, China's Social Credit Rebellion Goes Viral. And in this report, she's talking about how 1 month ago, life in China took an even sharper turn for the worse. The government made no effort to seek understanding or consent in this audacious plan. It mandated the download of apps, redirected salaries into the ECNY digital currency, and required vendors to accept only state-controlled digital tender overnight and without warning. Quoting from the article, today's merchants in bustling city markets are tearing down the government's QR codes. Rural vendors insist on cash, and delivery drivers, a critical artery of China's urban economy, are rejecting the cold efficiency of the digital yuan for the messy comfort of bills stuffed into envelopes. Cash-only signs are sprouting like weeds, signaling not only nostalgia, but quiet rebellion. Can't tell you how this makes my heart sing. Rhythms of distrust beat louder with every frozen account, every denied transaction, and every whispered fear online. Right now, in AI, and the fact that your administration is supporting our companies instead of fighting with them, it's hugely important. So that's a really interesting talking point. I'm seeing a lot of people who are Trump supporters that are not happy about this meeting, not happy about the direction that this is going in, and they're speaking out about it. So we've got some disenfranchised Trump supporters there. Now, also over here, we've got a tweet from Doc Malik, who is basically saying that there's Trumpers on the internet, and what the Trumpers are saying is Trump is playing 5D chess, seating Gates and Zuckerberg beside him is all part of a master plan to expose them. We'll understand it later when he takes them down. Okay, so I have seen a lot of this sentiment as well, people saying, why is everybody getting so upset because Bill Gates is sitting next to Trump? Everybody knows about Bill Gates. Everybody knows that he's already been exposed. Everybody knows who this guy is and what he's into and how now he's sitting at this dinner. So a lot of people are getting very upset about that, myself included. I don't like seeing that. So that is the problem. And there are people out there saying, no, he's there so that Trump can expose him and he's going to take him down.
Oh, we got to calm down a little bit. We got to calm down a little bit. Everybody's so worked up over yesterday. You see Trump here, Melania, Bill Gates. Oh my gosh, Mark Zuckerberg. Guys, you guys, y'all not have it figured out yet. You guys not know what Trump does. Well, hold on, let me remind you. Quick little reminder. This is what he does. He doesn't silence his enemies. He puts them right in front of the limelight. Get right in front of the camera. Show the people who you are. That's what he does every single time, right? Okay, so let's just take your notch down. It's going to be okay. I promise you, he's not best friends with Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg or everyone that was at this big tech gathering yesterday. But I want to show you this. Very infamous Q post. Last post on the Q board goes through all this about what is coding your DNA. God. Okay, well, at the bottom it says there is a war for your DNA. Well, who's kind of in charge of that war for our DNA? If you think about yesterday, you saw RFK Jr. destroy the CDC and all the hearings that he had yesterday, right? Okay, so we have exposure of what's going on with the CDC, and who developed a lot of these things? You don't think it was Bill Gates? You don't think Mark Zuckerberg had a lot to do with the censorship and the propaganda put out to push these horrible things that destroy your DNA? You guys see what's going on here? Yesterday wasn't a coincidence. Yesterday was the exposure of the real enemy, the enemy of our health, the enemy of our DNA. And Trump's bringing them all to the limelight, showing the people who they really are. So sit back, relax, enjoy the show, piece of popcorn.
The way I feel about that is I focus on the industry. I focus on the emerging tech industry, and I'm looking at these government documents that have been going on for decades. I've been reading through them, and I'm watching them roll out a master plan. I don't like being put in a position of supporting one political party or the other political party. I'm looking at the industry, okay? And the industry is at this dinner at the White House. So the industry is moving forward, and I don't see any evidence of one day he's going to take them all down. We'll leave that up in the air, but I'm putting my faith in my God, Jesus Christ, first of all, and then I look at the industry and what they're doing, and I look at events that happen, and that's why I'm doing this report, because I just want to show people where we're at, the events that are happening, and all of the industry information behind it, so you can, you know, figure out in your own mind, using your own critical thinking, what it is that's actually happening and unfolding here. So what is it that's actually unfolding here? Well, I believe that it goes back to this paper called The Agentic State. This is how agentic AI will revamp 10 functional layers of government and public administration. This was put out by the Berlin Global Government Technology Center, which is a part of the World Economic Forum. So what is agentic AI? It refers to AI systems composed of agents that can operate autonomously to achieve specific goals. So this Global Government Technology Center was opened in 2024, and the purpose of it was to accelerate the digital transformation of government, partnering with global leaders in agentic AI-powered intelligent operations. So this is what I believe we're seeing. We're seeing the entire government of America being handed over to the tech bros to become agentic AI run. They want AI to run everything. Melania Trump even said that AI powers all of these innovations in one of her speeches. So this is something really important to look at. I think this is what we're seeing unfold right here. And again, what does this have to do with us and what we do over here at FTW Project? We research emerging technologies, and the emerging technologies are what drive the fourth industrial revolution, which was the book written by Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum. So this is where all of these plans are coming from, and we're seeing how it is playing out in American politics right before our eyes. Okay, if you wanted to see some more examples, I put together this slide. This is building the biodigital control grid. These are real life examples of things that we have been seeing in the past 9 months. It has been a whirlwind fury of new actions and new executive orders. So we have things like the mass data collection, the Doge data coup, free AIs like Grok and ChatGPT, the building of thousands of data centers, the new health ecosystem, wearables, biocyber interface, injectables, which manufacture the vaccines, agentic AI, autonomous weapon systems like Palantir and Golden Dome, Farmageddon, the great poisoning, the attack on dietary protein supply, and biosludge. And just as a side note, you got Bill Gates there. Yes, he's all about the vaccines, but he's also all about the farmland and the lab-grown meat and basically screwing with the food supply. And right now we've got videos popping up all over America of Americans that cannot afford groceries, they cannot afford food, and most, you know, people are getting poisoned from stuff that's in the processed food. And of course they want you to eat bugs, and they want to take away your high quality protein supply so that you will get sick, because you do need high quality protein in order to stay as healthy as you can, and so that your immune system is boosted in order to fight back the onslaught of pollution and poisoning that is happening through the bio-digital convergence. We also have things like 15-minute cities, cognitive cities, border control, digital concentration camps, biometric ID, real ID, programmable digital currencies, and social credit system, media conglomerate, propaganda, cognitive warfare, and mind control technologies. All of this is all of the stuff that we have seen in the last 9 months coming out at warp speed, like I said, just to give you examples of what is happening around us in our current time.
The what now?
The public are warned to be on their guard.
These dark powers apparently do this, and well, anyway, knowing where to look is what's important.